Sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. Welcome to the Lord's House and Messages on Demand. And now, today's message.
Turn with us, if you will, in your Bibles to Jonah chapter 3 and starting in verse number 5. Jonah chapter 3 and starting in verse number 5. The Bible said, Jonah 3:5, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, and from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for the privilege to bow and worthy heads before you to pray. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to preach the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that you'd publish this message all over America and all over the world and other countries, other places, Lord, where this broadcast will be reached, where people can hear the Word of God. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd send the liberty and the power and the authority, but most of all, I pray, O God, that, Lord, you'd send the liberty that's needful. I pray, Lord, that you'd send the conviction that's needful. Lord, I pray that you'd send the Holy Ghost power of God. Lord, put men, women, boys, and girls under such great conviction, Lord, that they'll not have any rest or peace until they make things right with you. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, thy servant's hearing. And if there be any fruit that's ripe, ask, dear Lord, that you'd pick it. In Jesus' name we do try to pray and ask it. Amen and amen. Here in chapter 1, in verse number 2, the Bible said, arise. God told Jonah, said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Why? He said, for their wickedness is come up before me. Their wickedness is come up before me. You know what that means? That simply means this, that Nineveh and the peoples of that great city had fallen under the judgment of God. Hey, the Bible said, Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and whose people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed, Asher's the word, happy and rejoicing. Listen to me, folk. Happy and rejoicing is the nation whose God is the Lord, and whose people he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Proverbs 14:34, the Bible still says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. There was a time in the United States of America that America was exalted. Why? Because righteousness had exalted this great nation called the United States of America. And I can say this evening, that was said of Goliath's sword, there's not another like it. Give it to me. But I believe that America, like Nineveh, has degraded. We've gone backwards. And the Bible said there in Psalm 7:11, God is angry with the wicked every day. God was angry with the people of Nineveh.
Why? Because they had sinned. They had sinned, and their wickedness had come up before God. And God saw their sin, and God saw their wickedness, and God knew the heartache and the pain that he was going to inflict upon them. And I believe in God's mind and in God's heart, he was willing to give them one more chance. Hey, you know what? It's possible that America may be facing one more chance before we be destroyed as this great nation that we used to have, that we used to be. Hey, listen, you remember 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14? It's still in the Bible. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Hey, listen, he said that their wickedness had come up before God. But here in verse number 9, the Bible said that, here's what the king said. The king said, who can tell if God will turn and repent? And repent and turn away from his fierce anger, and we perish not. That word repent there simply means this. He was moved with pity and had compassion of the evil and the pain and the misery that he said that he would do unto them. You know what? God can still have compassion upon America, and God can still be moved with pity on America, and God can still turn from the evil and the pain and the misery and the anguish that he's proposed to do under this great city called the United States of America. Hey, listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But I'm glad that verse number 10 says, but God. You know, I like it when God butts in. I like it whenever God steps in the way. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hey, listen, we don't know what God will do. We don't know what God's going to do. But I know one thing, the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Hey, listen, I know what the... Listen, not only that, but Romans chapter 11, verse 34, the Bible said, who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we may be his counselor? 1 Corinthians 2:16, he said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him? I don't know the mind of the Lord, but I know one thing. God's mind was changed. God had already purposed that he was going to destroy that great city called Nineveh. And I believe that we as Americans in this great state, this great country called the United States of America, like the city of Nineveh and like the peoples of Nineveh, hey, listen, I believe that we're under the same judgment that they were under, and that as God was planning to lower the hammer and lower the boom on the people of Nineveh. Listen, folk, I believe that God's thinking about lowering the boom on this great city called the United States of America. But you know what? The Bible said in verse number 6, so the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed God. You know what's wrong with America today? You know what's wrong with our churches today? People just don't believe God. You know, there was a time in America that every man and woman had a right to his or her own opinion, whether it was right or wrong. But we don't have that right anymore. It's been turned around. Instead of every man or woman having a right to their own opinion, every man's opinion is right, whether he's right, even if he's wrong. Every opinion's right. Hey, you can believe what you want to. You can do what you want to. But I believe the Bible is still true. In Proverbs 14:6, he said, there is a way that seemeth, 14:12, he said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's still in the Bible. It's still there. But the Bible said they believed God. In Hebrews 11:6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hey, listen, we just got to believe God. That's what the people of Nineveh did. They just believed God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord. Just believe God. Do what he says. Lean not to our own understanding. Hey, listen, it's not what we believe. It's what we know. It's not what we know. It's not what we think. But it's what the Word of God says. And the Word of God still says righteousness exalted the nation. But sin is still a reproach to any people. Back in Jeremiah chapter 29, starting in verse number 11, God told Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He said, verse number 12, then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Verse 13, he says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. But in verse 14, he said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. What did God say to Jeremiah? He said, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you. Hey, listen, God knows the thought that he thinks concerning America today. God, listen, you that are listening to this broadcast today, God still knows the thoughts that he's thinking towards you. There in Psalm chapter 40, and along about the last verse, he said, the Lord thinketh on me. I'm glad that the Lord thinks upon me. Hey, listen, they just believe God. They just believe God. And God said, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. He said, then shall you call upon me. What did he say there in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9? He said, for what saith thee? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt believe with thine heart that God that raised him from the dead. He said, what saith it? The word of God, the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of the faith which we preach. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, but with the heart man believeth unto salvation. Hey, listen, you've got to believe from the heart. This old head knowledge ain't worth a flip. You got to believe from the heart. For with the mouth, man, you make confession unto God, but with the heart man believeth unto God. Listen, he said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. Hey, if you just believe God and trust in him and ask him to forgive you, we've got the promise of the word of God that he'll be found of us. And not only will he be found of us, but he will turn away our captivity. In John chapter 15 and verse number 7, Jesus said, If ye abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask what you will. You shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. What did he say there in Hebrews 11, 6? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, he said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm glad that Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, starting verse 14, he said, for we have a great high priest which is passed under the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hey, that's a wonderful promise from the Word of God, that if we'll just come boldly before the throne of grace and believe him, that neighbor, listen, we'll find grace to help, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hey, listen, not only did they believe God, but verse number 10, the Bible said, and God saw their works. God saw their works. I'm glad that God sees me. Hey, listen, God sees you. Hey, if you're sinning and doing wrong, and if you're in the middle of something, and you don't have any desire to get right with God, hey, listen, God still sees you, and God still sees me. God saw their works. God sees your works, whether they're good or whether they're bad. But I'm glad that there in Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, David said, I waited patiently unto the Lord, and he inclined unto me. and he heard my cry, and he brought me up out of the horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, and established my goings. You know, I preached on that verse, I've taught on that verse, but for years, I didn't get it right. I didn't get it right. I preached and I've taught that David waited patiently unto the Lord, and he called out to God, and God started coming to him. That's not what David said. David said, I waited patiently unto the Lord, and then he inclined unto me. You know what? Do you know what David said God did? David said God started coming to me before I ever called on him. God was on God. You know why? Because God saw David where he was in that horrible pit of sin. God saw David where he was. And when God knew the heart of David, and before David ever called on God, God started heading that way. Neighbor, listen to me. God sees you where you are. And God don't have to listen. God's already on the way to redeem you. God's already on the way that if you'll just call on him, that he will answer you and show. Listen, in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Listen to me, friend. Listen to me. Listen to me real good. David said, I waited patiently unto the Lord, and he inclined unto me. God had already started making his way towards David before David ever called. But he inclined unto me, and then he said, I called unto him. How do you know he called unto him? He said, because he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet on a rock, and he established my goings. Listen, in Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 17, there were two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. Both of them, I believe, out of the will of God. Both of them, born and raised in the same hole. They're in the same home. But yet the younger son, he took all that he could off the father, and he found himself in the hog pen of life. But in verse number 17 of Luke chapter 15, here's what that young man said. The Bible said, and when he came to himself. When he came, you know what you need to do? You need to come to yourself. You need to see yourself like you really are. Because God can do something for you only when you see yourself like you really are. Hey, listen, what did King say? He said, who can tell what God will do? Who can turn? Who can tell if God will look and know and be moved with pity and compassion and of the evil and the pain and the misery that he has purposed to do unto America and we as Americans today and you that are listening that's under the judgment of God. But listen, the Bible said there in Luke chapter 15 and verse number 19, he said, verse number 18, he said, I'll arise and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. Verse number 19, he said, I'll say, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he went to his father. But verse number 20, the Bible says, and he arose, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him. His father saw him. Hey, you may be sitting and grieving in your own pain, in your own heartache, in your own selfish way, but I want you to know that your father and my father, hey, listen, God still sees you, and God wants to do something for you. Hey, listen, who can tell what God will do? That king said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn from his evil, turn from his fierce anger, that we perish not? But the Bible said there, and his father saw him. And his father saw him. Hey, God sees you. And God sees me. But listen to me, friend. Oftentimes, hey, God's wanting to do something great for you tonight. God's wanting to do something great for you today. God's wanting to do something great for you right now. But listen to me. Oftentimes, hear me now. Oftentimes, when what God does depends on what you do. And the Bible said in verse number 5, so the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth and grace of them to the least of them. And God, verse number 10, and God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them,
and he did it not.
You know, the reason he did it not is because they got right with God. They repented. They said, I'm wrong. They said, I need to do something about it. Listen to me. James chapter 1, starting in verse 22. The Bible said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is likened unto a man that beholdeth his natural face and his in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and straightway goeth his way, and forgetteth what manner of man that he was. But verse number 24 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. I like that. I like that. What did he say? He said, but whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he said, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. Hey, listen, who can tell what God will do? Who can tell if America would do like verse 10 says and repent and turn from our wicked ways? If we'll just do what he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. For whosoever be a hearer of the word and not a doer is likened unto a man that beholdeth his natural face in a glass, and goeth his way, and straightway or immediately he forgetteth what manner of man that he was. You know, in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 15, the three Hebrew children were in the mess. The king said, who is this God that will deliver you out of my hands? But verse number 17, they answered him, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. You know what? The king had already passed judgment upon Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You say, I thought it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, that's names that the king gave them. God called them Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The king had already passed judgment upon them. And he threw them in that fiery furnace. And he turned it up seven times hotter than he did before. But you know what? That king couldn't sleep all night. And he told him to roll. He said, open up that furnace. And he looked down. He said, didn't we throw three men in there? They said, yeah, king, we threw three men in there. But they say, I see four men. And one of them is likened unto the Son of God. Hey, this was a godless heathen. Didn't know anything about the Word of God. Didn't know anything about the Son of God. How'd he know who he was? How'd he know he looked like the Son of God? I tell you how you knew now he looked like the Son of God. Because Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah had told them about a man coming in the future that's going to be born of a virgin, that's going to be born to take away the sin of the world. And that's how he knew, and he got under conviction. But you hear me, the king repented him of the judgment that he had upon these three Hebrew boys. And he did not, and you know what, listen, they didn't burn. They didn't bow. They didn't burn. But they just believed God. They just trusted God. In Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 13, you know what the Bible said? The Bible said, now mend your ways. That means do something about what you're doing. Now mend your ways and take a good look at your life. Amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord. And the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. Hey, if we're just obey God, that's all God wants you to do is obey him. Do what he says. Do what he says. You don't have to do any more, any less. Just do what he says. Verse 10, verse 9. Who can tell? Who can tell if God will turn from his wicked ways? Who will tell if God, who maybe has already passed judgment upon these United States of America, who can tell if God would say, hey, I'm not going to destroy America. Like Nineveh, I'm not going to destroy Nineveh. You see, oh, Nineveh was a fictitious place, and Jonah was just a fictitious place. Hey, listen, in Matthew chapter 12, and verse 40, Jesus said, as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale, even so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth. Listen, Jonah was a real person, and Nineveh was a real city, and Jonah and the children of Nineveh and the city of Nineveh was still under the judgment of God. And these, some 3,000 years later, about maybe 2,500 years later, about, hey, listen to me, we're under the same judgment that Nineveh and the people were under. And God may be about to send that destruction on America that we deserve. But who can tell? Who can tell if God will turn? Who can tell if God will turn and repent him from his fierce anger that we perish not? God saw their works, verse number 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And you know what the Bible said? And God repented. That simply means that he was moved with pity. He had compassion on them. And of the evil and the pain and the misery that he thought was in his heart that he was going to do to them. Hey, America ain't seen nothing yet. You say we've gone through a lot of wars and trials and floods and forest fires and sicknesses and diseases. Many diseases that man's never seen before. Many sicknesses that man's never seen before. Hey, you know what that is? That's the judgment of God. All these floods, hey, that's not just a happenstance. Hey, that's the judgment of God. All these forest fires, that's just the judgment of God. All these tornadoes and cyclones and all these high winds, hey, that's nothing but the judgment of God. God's trying to wake up America. I say, wake up, America. Call on God. Back to Jeremiah 33:3. He said, if you call unto me, I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hey, you listen to me today, you out of the will of God, you know what? Not only are you out of the will of God, you're under the judgment of God. You're under the judgment of God. Hey, say, you preacher, you're judging. No, I ain't judging you. The Word of God's already judged you. But you, if you'll just take the Word of God at face value and do what he says. What he says. There in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 9, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I like what he says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, K-N-O-W, that ye may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hey, I'm glad that I've got something that I know about. I've got something that I'm sure about. Hey, maybe you got something today you're not sure about. Maybe you got something today that you don't know about. Hey, listen, I'm glad. I'm glad that I've got something that I know about. I'm glad that I've got something that I'm sure about. And you can have something that you know about. And you can have something that you're sure about. Why? Because he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all, that's everyone, all unrighteousness. For if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But God's faithful. Hey, I'm serving a God that's still faithful. I'm serving a God that still do what he says he'll do. I'm still serving a God that tells the truth. Tells the truth. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is the condemnation. Hey, you're under the judgment of God. You're under the condemnation of God, but this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For this is the condemnation. For this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. Yet he said, men love darkness, because their deeds are evil. Hey, listen, folk. You're under the judgment of God. You're under the condemnation of God. Like the people of Nineveh. Nineveh were under the judgment of God. The people of Nineveh were under the not only the judgment of God, but neighbor, they ended up under the mercy of God. I'm glad. I'm glad that I didn't receive justice. If I'd have received justice, I'd be in hell now when my back broke. But I've received mercy, and I received grace. Father, we thank you again for this privilege to preach. Lord, I believe we've said what you've laid upon our heart. Lord, take this message and use it. For your name's honor and glory. In Jesus' name we do try to pray and ask it. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you have been blessed by this message and that you will invite your friends to listen. If you would like to contact us, please visit our website at www.tlhf.us. You can also contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us or by post at the Lord's House at P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production and a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship Incorporated.